Now, last week I talked at length about the missing money, possibly $200 to $300 million, that Harold Smith said was missing from the Wells Fargo Bank over a period of 8 or 9 years, which would take it back to 1972-73. He said it involved 20 different banks throughout California, and he mentioned several branches, and it reaches from Beverly Hills and Santa Monica up to San Francisco. And I asked last week if that money was used to create Manson gang, Charles Manson and Charles Watts and the SLA and the CIA and Edmund Kemper and Herbert Mullen and John Fraser, and the various violences that are causing the creation for the House Un-American Activity and the Internal Security, the old COINTEL program, the Operation Chaos that began in the late or middle 60s and has never stopped with the Defense Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, and so forth. That when you get a lot of banks with missing money, and one in particular that was linked to all, just about all CIA money, narcotics, CIA, and all of a sudden that large amount of money is gone. And at the same time that that money is gone, the gentleman from the Wells Fargo Bank, Harold Smith, is saying it's a lot more money. And you begin to ask, where did it go? If the Beverly Hills money and the San Francisco banks have been dishing out through their banks all of this money, and one of the banks was completely CIA, and there's been 8 or 9 deaths or 12 related to that particular scandal just alone, where did the money go? And I asked, did the money in the Wells Fargo link up to the Nugent hand? Because when money came in for Harold Smith in 79, he made 3 trips or more to Australia and to Hong Kong, and he was linked to the very place where that other money was siphoning out from. I asked those questions, and I have a very strong feeling there will be some connection to all of those things I was talking about last week. Well, last Sunday, I didn't get the article before I went on the air here, but I wouldn't have had time to cover it then. Last Sunday in the New York News and also in the San Jose Mercury is a long article by Joseph Volz. Many of you remember him at the time of the televised House Select hearings on the assassinations. He was the moderator for, I believe it was, the Washington Star at the time. He wrote an article, and he's no flaming liberal, called Bank Failure Stuns Ex-CIA and Military Men. Well, that's a contradiction. I doubt how many are ex. May include Vietnam booty. And Volz has an article saying the disappearance of Michael Hand from the bank has sent shockwaves from the CIA and military men who poured millions into this bank. Now, Hand has disappeared with all the papers of where the money went, and Frank Nugent was murdered. The article said that the episode has gone relatively unnoticed in the United States, but many of you who are world watchers are very privileged because you do get these stories from me. I got it from the London Times, and there was a little article in Midnight that we get at the grocery store, and outside of that, and I comb a lot of papers and get clippings. You listeners got that way in advance before this story broke. Just breaking in February 81, it says it has gone relatively unnoticed, which is true, and it threatens to expose the seamy side of the CIA, as if we thought it was so great, and their military activities in Southeast Asia, and their drug trafficking, and their arms trafficking, and their dealing in the black market, and the outright theft of United States money that was earmarked for the war effort. I just have to interrupt Joel Volz's article in the New York News to say, was that outright theft? Because I began to chart this week money that went to Jonestown in 1973. That's when the land was leased, and the money came from Germany and England, and the Nugent hand bank had branches in Germany and England, the CIA branches. So I wonder if the money was earmarked, because that's when William Colby took his hearings before the Congress and became the director of the CIA. He became the director of the entire CIA. He'd come home from the Phoenix program in Southeast Asia in 73 when the Nugent hand was filled with gun running and narcotics and teeming with millions and putting in branches overseas. And that's when I wrote my article The CIA, the SLA is the CIA, and I think the Colby money wasn't for the war effort because the SLA had direct links to Southeast Asia, to a little green book, to the highest echelons of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and Colston Westbrook. It was trained in Southeast Asia, and the article I wrote in 1974, the SLA is the CIA, has many, many roots to Southeast Asia and to William Colby and Wes Davis, Colston Westbrook, and many others, and possibly, I believe, even Stephen Wee. So he says in the article, Joe votes that the money was a theft of funds, and I doubt if it was. I think it was diverted to Jonestown and to Hawaii and to the United States for continuing the Operation Chaos that the government had set up in 68. The article goes on to say, at the time of the bank's collapse, the Nguyen Bank had offices in 16 countries, which is saying the CIA had branches in 16 countries, including the United States. Well, we know we have them in Washington, but I'll bet my last bottom dollar it would be in San Francisco and in Los Angeles, the headquarters of the Jonestown, the mind control operations, and all the counterintelligence that's gone on in this state, Stanford Research and the whole gang. The article says they had money all over Asia. The bank expanded almost overnight in 1973. Now, those are the cute years, 1973. The setting up of Jonestown and the SLA operation as an excuse to round up and identify the leaders of radical groups. The article said it was formed, the Hand Bank, by a gentleman, Michael Hand, a member of the Green Berets in Southeast Asia. He only had a high school education. He was a high school graduate. By some mysterious reason, hunks of millions were poured in 1973 into a bank with his name, known as the Nguyen Hand, that was a major station for Hong Kong, Manila, Taipei, and the Middle East, Saudi Arabia. Would you go for Beirut, Lebanon, where the Colonia Dignidad group operated heavily with Habash and Haddad, where Mark David Chapman, who killed Lennon, went for his first training after being in DeKalb County in Georgia, learning weaponry and so forth. The article says the Green Beret Bank in military circles was, the Nguyen Hand was known as the Green Beret Bank, which is counterinsurgency and counterintelligence. And then the CIA officers that went to work for it dispersed some of them to other areas. There's an Army General Edwin Black, former commander of the U.S. forces in Thailand, who became the Hawaiian representative, and George Farris, F-A-R-R-I-S, a Green Beret buddy of Hand's, who went to Washington, D.C., and CIA Director William Colby, who ran the Phoenix program, where he threw people out of aeroplanes to silence them or to terrorize others, who admitted killing 30 or 40,000 in his Phoenix program in Vietnam, one of the most horrible representatives of the human race, similar to Adolf Eichmann. William Colby became the attorney for Frank Nguyen just before he died. He had been representing him. And Frank Nguyen mysteriously, in quotes, commits suicide after having the director of the CIA with his hand into California counterintelligence and United States linked to California. I keep stressing California because you're nuts. Come out here to California and get their training or pass through California, just as Candy Jones had to get her racism through hypnosis out in Oakland, California by a Dr. Jensen. When a Dr. Jensen, in fact, works for the CIA and is an outright racist and funds all kinds of money to show the low mentality of the blacks for that kind of thing. Incidentally, Mrs. Jean Harris, I just read in papers I got from a listener in New York, just before she killed Dr. Tannauer, had a long visit in California. She saw Tannauer in February. She came to California and then went back to the Madera School and wrote suicide notes like Candy Jones was supposed to do, and then goes up and shoots Dr. Tannauer. She had her visit to California. They all get a touch of California one way or another coming through. David Berkowitz going to in the service in South Korea and so forth with the mind control. But anyway, this getting back to the bank failure of the CIA when Nguyen died, January the 27th, 1980, of what the Australian police called a suicide. January the 20th, 1980, large sums of money from the bank were missing. Millions of dollars are missing, and so is Mr. Hand, and so are all the records and papers. And speaking of missing papers, I don't want to digress too far, but the manager of the Beverly Hills Wells Fargo Bank, who is trying to put down their missing maybe $200 to $300 million, his house was raided this week, and papers were removed from his house just as the Nugan Hand Bank was emptied out. And Frank Nugan is dead, and Michael Hand, for all purposes, is probably with John Roselli, maybe at the bottom of a sea or in a car compressor with Jimmy Hoffa. Now, the Nugan Hand Bank, according to Joe Volz in the New York News, had Australian Pacific Holding Limited, which was a tourism company. I'll say that again, the Australian and Pacific Holding Limited, a tourism company. Now, we should look into the tourism firm that Mrs. Chapman worked for. She wasn't Mrs. Chapman at the time that she arranged his tours, because he was going to go to the very countries where this bank has branches, in Switzerland and in the Middle East, and take his trip around the world, and London and Germany, as I said, before he shoots John Lennon. This bank was known as a very tight part of Air America, according to the New York News. Air America and the CIA are one airline known as CIA airline, and they had strong links to that, and they also had links to drug trafficking and allegations of gun running, drug trafficking in particular. Now, if Ronald Reagan, at his speech as governor in early 1970s, wanted that school to stop, to try to stop, in quotes, violence or terrorism by putting implants, electrodes into people's heads and studying Indians and blacks and minorities, and it was to be run by Jolly West of the CIA, linked to the Kennedy assassination. And when that was stopped, I maintained the minute Jonestown came down, that Reagan's team merged and went on down to Guyana and took those blacks and put them in those bunks and began medical and mind control experiments on them that they couldn't do at UCLA because the whole group was exposed. And down at Jonestown, you had money in the same banks or cities that Nugan Hand had money, and you had large amounts of weapons and an open seaport, Port Kaituma, that they come in their own airstrip, and they had gun running, they had narcotics, and they had assassination teams. So at the time that Colby's in the CIA and Jonestown is formed, in 1973, the Nugan Hand was swinging with banks all over the world. And the important thing is that I've mentioned this bank many times on many broadcasts, but this week it came out at the same week as the article of Turpel, Corcola, and their international weapons, and the same week that the Wells Fargo investigations are going. So I charted out. I spent a lot of time this week making interconnecting charts of Gene Harris, who was in the Soviet Union in 1959, just before the R.V. Oswald went there and met Marina Oswald, and the links of her trips to London, her trips to South Africa and Germany. She made many trips around the world with Dr. Tannauer, and she was also in China in 1973. Nugan Hand had a bank there, and I wondered where her trips sort of overlaid the Nugan Hand banks where they were, and she made frequent trips with him as a companion. I don't think they were anything more than bag people for the intelligence community. Incidentally, I've made allegations that she had a very good position to do spying, and she was going through waste paper baskets at the Madera School, and she worked with a psychotherapist, not only received large amount of drugs from Dr. Tannauer up in Westchester Cancer County, but she worked with a psychotherapist at Madera School, and it turned out this week that the woman who worked with her at the school from 1977 to 1979, she had to stop working with Gene Harris because her son was taken a hostage in Iran, and he was one of the highest level in the State Department with the CIA. And I'll go more to Gene Harris and Tannauer next week. So she wasn't just a school ma'am. She had come from Madison Square Garden, for 2 years, where she worked at Gulf and Western and a large conduit, as I say, of CIA money, and then went down to school where she worked with a family closely linked to the CIA and took frequent trips around the world and hit many of the bases that I've talked about in terms of the Nugent hand and also possibly linking now to the Wells Fargo money with the trips to Australia that they were sending Harold Smith for. As I was marking out and charting the links of the money, maybe Nugent hand, and the $200 or $300 million missing in from San Francisco to Los Angeles that could go into Jonestown, the year that Jonestown was set up in 1973 and heavily funded until it collapsed in 1979, I discovered in a book that Muhammad Ali made a trip down to Jonestown to see Mr. Burnham just within months after Jonestown tragedy took place. At that time, Burnham was overtly anti-labor. He used to kill Mr. Rodney, one of the finest people, public servants in Guyana, and the very man, Muhammad Ali, who's linked to this Wells Fargo bank in 1979, and these scales, he takes his trip within a short time, and it was Mr. Burnham down there in Guyana that flew into Jonestown and took papers out of the files and pilfered them and money and jewelry and whatever, sent his wife with helicopter to clear out the place, another clinging job, and takes it back, prohibited American citizens to get in to see Jonestown for a year and a half. And who is visiting him right afterwards but none other than Muhammad Ali, making a trip to a real fascist. Burnham is like Idi Amin. But Muhammad Ali has links to the Wells Fargo and also down to Burnham in Jonestown. I'm not going to share all of it now, and I may put it on charts and enclose it if you send me again a self-addressed stamped envelope. Possible connecting links of the Jean Harris Tarnower, the killing of Dr. Tarnower in Westchester, the links of the Wells Fargo missing money, and the possibility of where their money's gone through the years. The Nugent Hand CIA Bank, the killing of John Lennon in Jonestown. Now, I've been busy charting out all the articles and making overlaying dates and places of where these people connect, the cities, the Madison Square Garden, the trips to Hong Kong, the branches in Hong Kong, and so forth, and find that it's just too much of an overlay of cities and money and funds and activities. And in the end, it all had to do with deaths. The CIA had set up assassination teams, as the Soviet Union has said, for a long time. Jean Harris was in the Soviet Union, the Russian embassy, the American embassy, and the Soviet Union, when Lee and Marina Oswald were working with the defense. Lee was to come in right after she was there, and he worked with the defense agency and brought Marina, a white Russian, anti-Soviet, home with him as part of a decoy for the murder of John Kennedy that would come down later. John Paisley was linked directly to the National Security Agency, to Oswald's trip to the Soviet Union, and also linked directly to the Nugent Hand Bank and to William Colby. Mark David Chapman, with these connections in Hawaii, those very cities, killed John Lennon. And at the House hearings on Jonestown just about 8 months ago, they admitted that there are death squads and assassination squads that are linked to Jim Jones. Remember, those people were turned over on their stomach so you couldn't see them. Their bodies were left to decompose so you wouldn't know who they were or what had been done to them. And then they were shipped home in body bags, and there were autopsies on six, and Jones was cremated. There were hit squads in Jonestown. Chapman was set out specifically to kill John Lennon, trained for that. Paisley linked to the Kennedy assassination and so forth. So we're talking about a lot of deaths and a lot of problems. And as I say, in 1974, when I wrote the SLA is the CIA, I had a table of contents in that article saying, how do you tell a CIA espionage plot from a revolutionary radical terrorist guerrilla army? And when the House Un-American Activities gets going, maybe I'll be able to afford to send them each a copy of that article and update it. And I went into the cover stories, the dummy fronts, the use of media propaganda, the CIA collusion in the SLA story, the use of the Tom Charles Houston plans, the combined Army and military, the Justice Department, the Police Department, Stanford Research, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, and Attorney General Saxby at the time. And I had on the cover of the article, the SLA was a small band of people brought together in San Francisco, Bay Area, California, through various manipulations, where the military infiltrated radical groups such as the Black Guerrilla Family, the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, the United Farm Workers, the Chino Defense Fund, the Venceremos, the Women's Movement. These groups were targeted, and I list the goals of the SLA CIA, and they're no different 7 years later than the goals of the counterintelligence 7 years from the time I wrote that. What I wrote then is coming to be in the newspaper now in various articles, and as I say, my worst fears are true. What I put as the motive for William Colby forming the CIA with the Defense Department, one was to create a national fear of terrorist organizations and future kidnappings and increased bombings, and that's exactly what they're giving us today, is that fear of terrorism. Two, to link U.S. terrorists to international guerrilla groups. And that's what they're doing today. They brought in the Cubans. They said they're linked to Castro. And the refugee groups have come in here, and we have to weed them out. And the overseas are influencing us here. Three, I said to discredit communes. They broke up communes, and in a minor part now, people do live in sharing living groups, but large land masses where people lived in communes have really been broken up. Four, to escalate the domestic fear of Mao Tse-tung and his teachings, and of course you know what's happened to Chairman Mao since George Bush was director of not only the CIA, but the ambassador to China, and the imprisonment of Mao's wife and taking down all records of Chairman Mao. I said to create the justification for the UCLA school to study the causes and prevention of violence, now temporarily shelved and suspect. I wrote that in 74, and then that was moved on down to Jonestown. I thought it was shelved in 74, but they were cuter. I didn't give them credit for manipulating and getting their money from London and Germany and then setting it up down in Jonestown. Six, to discredit the poor and test the food distribution program. They told them to go to Safeway and get bags of food, and then they threw it at them in paper bags. They were supposed to have chicken, and they put cabbages and lettuce, and it made the poor mad, and then that was televised. And then they'd have one poor person drive up in a Cadillac, and William Buckley's been writing about that ever since. Seven, isolate prisoners from genuine prison reform organizations. And since those days, and I was very active in prison reform through all of those years, it had to stop, and we couldn't get into the prisons, and prison reform as such became nil. Eight, escalate domestic race war between the blacks and whites. Well, that's going very nicely. Once they got it off and painted their faces black, the race war has successfully been funded by Nazis and the Minutemen, so that a black man with a white woman or vice versa gets gunned down and the children are being taken away. It's 20 this week in Atlanta, Georgia, and people still haven't been able to figure out what's going on. Nine, discredit the radical or leftist organizations such as I listed, the Black Guerrilla, the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. They did that. Ten, increase public and private police force and security agencies. They did that, and they're working nicely at that. Another one is turn the population into informers to turn against each other. And our House on American Activities will do that. And another point I mentioned was to link the demons and the devils to any radical left movement or other deviance, anything other than the official government line, which they think is the virtuous, right-thinking Christianity and strong-arm police tactics. And that is exactly what the moral majority was doing and forming when I wrote in 1974 that through cross-filing all the material of the SLA and what they were doing, the purpose was to link to the devil and to demons anyone with any leftist leanings or what they considered deviance, whether it's the death penalty for homosexuals and castration for people who rape and all kinds of suggestions now, comparing these people to the devil as of the right-thinking Christians have the right idea, strong arm police tactics. And another motive was to discredit the FBI, to take over the Defense Intelligence Agency. The CIA would control terrorism in the United States and not leave it to the FBI. And that's why General Haig and Ronald Reagan and the strong arm of the Senate are talking about terrorism. They're not going to leave it to the Justice Department. They're going to take it to a higher level. And the last and final reason for setting that up by William Colby, and I charged him at the time in 1973, was to set up conditions for martial law and prevent free elections and escalate fear and keep the power in the hands of the military and intelligence agencies. Well, out of 15 allegations in 1974 of where Operation Chaos was going, I didn't miss many bases, and it wasn't until 1975 at the Senate Church hearings, Senator Church's hearings, that Operation Chaos and the FBI COINTEL program was really identified. But I knew the Army was working. They were working in the state with the local police department. They were working with the CIA. They were photographing, fingerprinting, and tabulating in their data banks. And that was 7 years ago. Well, where do we go from now? Collect articles on caches of Nazis, collect articles on caches of Minutemen, and when the House Internal Subcommittee goes, or the House Un-American Activities goes, let's save our money and go to Washington and present the documentation that the terror is coming in the United States from the CIA. It isn't coming there because Russia is said it is coming from there. It's coming. Russia is saying it's coming there because it is, in fact, coming here. And what we have is a group of people who attach themselves to Adolf Hitler. The new gentleman in charge of human rights said, I think it was just this evening, I heard on the radio coming in the station, that you can't worry about dictatorships. You take the lesser of two evils and you move towards a dictatorship. Well, if the United States government and your taxes have put in 77 military dictatorships, then you have to be 78. So either you have to stop paying, or you have to yell on radio talk shows, you have to write to congressmen, or form study groups and go over this now and figure it out, because it's getting way out of hand, nationally and internationally. Well, my time is up. I'll be back with you next week. There's always too much to put on in 1 hour. Unfortunately, the news is that bad. But I do the best I can in 1 hour. And take care of yourselves. I'll be back with you next week. It's Mae Brussel in Carmel, California.
This has been World Watchers International with noted conspiracy investigator Mae Brussel. This program originates from Carmel, California.
We're FM 102 KLRB.